But why didn't you just call your cunt to come pick you up?
Well, she was at work.
Hmm. Interesting.
She should have left from work.
She couldn't take an extended lunch break, change her lunch break, take an hour PTO.
Change her schedule.
Come pick up her man.
Call in ill.
Her man.
Go home ill.
Well, it got worked out.
You
would have
done it.
I would have done
it. You always do it.
See? I would always do that.
There's the differences.
That brings us to, why does the women help out the men every once in a while?
Because they have a cunt.
Why do we always have to be the heroes?
They don't need to. Cunt.
And that cunt is the most important thing.
They're the real heroes with their cunt.
They are. They're always the winners, no matter what.
There goes our pizza.
Guy.
Oh, God.
Thanks, guy.
Thanks, dude.
Thank you for getting our fucking pizza here.
You should make him come up
here. Should I put him on the air?
Yes.
All right.
Why not?
Why not?
We'll get this all charged. What the cost is.
It's a beautiful night.
Yes.
What else could you do?
Work.
I guess that is true. How late do you have to work, man?
One?
Oh, that's
shit.
Not too bad. I mean,
that's close.
Now, Domino's and all them guys are open till
2 and 3 and Boston all there sorts of extra hours.
4 o'clock in the morning, man.
Yeah, man, it's just out of control.
Well, it is out of control.
What's 30?
2381.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
That's even better.
It's a win.
Really, man. All right,
thanks,
buddy.
Have a good one.
Thanks. Have a great night.
I got a dollar in there at least.
Yes.
We're all back.
Well, I'm technically not back. I put in.
You want a dollar?
We want to thank our new sponsor, the Pizza Hut app.
I fucking put in $9. We gave him $22.
Well, I didn't get anything. Well, you know, it doesn't even matter.
You gave $22.
I just want to eat some pizza.
What are you talking about?
He said, I put in $9. How'd you put in $9?
$9?
Me,
you
put
in
$10.
I put in $7.
I put in $10. He put in $10.
I put in
$27.
No, $10. You put in some ones, too, and I didn't
get
I gave 5 ones, and I gave
Oh, okay.
Oh, but I put in
$11. I gave $11.
I'll give you a dollar.
I'll give you a dollar. I put in $6, so that's I put in $7.
Oh, no, this isn't really.
And then that's $8. You put in $8, I put in $7.
There we go.
That's fair to me.
I'm that fucking
but
guy.
But fuck. I thought I got a dollar back when he cut horrible. He cut $13 off. He cut a whole pizza off
the
price.
He did.
We had $36.
Yeah, we did.
He cut a whole pizza off the price.
Sponsored by Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut.
Credit.
Yes, we love, man.
Holy
fuck,
shit.
Thanks for the sponsorship.
He brought us napkins. He brought us cheese.
I almost drank a beer.
He brought us a little bit
hopefully
of everything.
This is
I got
good.
That on my app, pre-ordered.
They got a gang of plates.
And it's already saved, too.
Exactly. And they made me $2 better than
planned. They're the same thing, though.
I was just ready to dive into the tear apart.
There's the plate. I'm gonna grab this plate right here.
The box plate.
I'm gonna fucking eat.
Now I want me some cheese and some peppers. I'm a happy motherfucker. I've been talking about cunts.
Sure. Yes. We sure love some cunts.
I should just dump that out.
Thanks for opening that. So I'm ready to get this shit going.
Drop it. Oh,
wow, Pizza Hut, Bud Light, what a great evening. If they only knew how much money we spend annually with these motherfuckers. Between the four of us.
They should get a punch card.
Oh, man. That would be great. That would be all over a punch card.
They gave me lots of cheese and peppers.
Hell yeah.
Dude, that's enough to save almost. Like, wow. I don't never use them because they're just going to bring me more next time. But
I do save them, though.
I do, too.
Garbage.
I'm gonna put two cheeses on because they gave us so many.
Yep.
I'm gonna OC this piece of pizza. What is OC? I'm gonna over Parmesan and cheese in this motherfucker. That's what OC is.
Peppers on there, give me some motherfucking heartburn.
Right.
Yo.
Make me wish I never did this.
Ain't that the fucking truth? I'm always getting heartburn.
I remember when I didn't know what heartburn was.
Yeah,
you never figured out what heartburn was.
Yeah. I always heard my dad complain
Why are you
about
talking
that
about heartburn?
Shit.
What is that? Does my heart really
you
burn?
You wonder about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, fuck.
In the first, like, when you start getting it, it's not heartburn to you. It's just like, you don't even know what that
yeah,
is.
Yeah,
it's like fucking gas.
Fuck
right. Dude, I get it so bad now, it's ridiculous.
Oh, I get it from fucking onions.
I can't need to belch a few times. I'll be fine.
I get it from fucking onions all the time.
I get it from certain shit, and I continue to eat the same shit. But it's fine with me.
Mine comes from
Mike's Hard Lemonade. Fuck Mike's Hard Lemonade. Because it makes me feel like I'm having a heart attack.
That shit gives me a pain all the way up my shoulder.
All up
the
shoulder and all of it. It fucking hurts.
All of my shoulder.
So I can't drink.
It's starting to go down my arm. I get this pain in there.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not like it doesn't hurt. It's just a fucking wincing pain. I'm like, what the fuck?
Remember Zima?
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
The clear beer?
Yeah.
I remember exactly.
That shit used to give it to me.
I remember exactly when Zima was coming out and I was trying to fuck bitches giving them the Zima.
Yes. Because Zima, for some reason, fucked them bitches up.
Mm-hmm.
They just saw clear, and they just wanted to drink it. Them fucking cunts.
Drank the shit out of that stuff.
They were drinking Zima like crazy. They're the only reason Zima was still in the stores was because of the cunts.
Women. Yeah, because fucking cunts loved that shit. I think it was because they had low calories or some shit like that.
Do they still make Zima, you think?
I don't know.
I'm sure they probably still make it.
Probably do. They just don't distribute it. Nobody wants it no more. Nobody buys it. They moved on to harder shit, like ecstasies and shit.
It was like a fad, like the clear Pepsi and the clear Coke.
Yeah.
Well, it was right before ecstasy came out to the street. Mm-hmm. When ecstasy came out, fuck. That took a big blow to the drinking market.
I think it was just ecstasy in a bottle. Zima. Drink the Zima. Remember they had the fucked up commercials where they'd open Zima and be all fucking cold and shit in the house and shit. And
before Zima,
it was that Coors Light.
You're drinking Coors Light.
That was Zima.
No, that was Zima. Zima did that shit, too.
Old commercial.
Yeah, before Coors Light started doing the cold-activated can.
Because it was clear. It was supposed to look all...
bullshit cold-activated can. Just because that can turns blue don't mean that what's in it is blue. Yeah. If it turns blue, it's cold as well.
Yeah, fuck you, Coors Light.
What the fuck ever.
I don't drink no Coors Light.
No, fuck Coors Light.
Don't get me wrong. If it's in somebody's cooler and I have no beer, I am drinking the shit out the Coors Light. But I'm not going to purchase it myself.
No. I had to purchase Coors Light today.
Yeah,
I witnessed him carry.
The wife thinks
house.
She's old, and she's like, she Coors Light is for the old people.
Go on to Coors Light. I mean, I'll drink it. Don't get me wrong,
but
I ain't buying.
Gets me messed up.
What the fuck you mean? It's the same beer. It's made by the same fucking people.
Have you ever thought maybe not drinking so much?
You should find some.
That's always been my thing. Like, if you find yourself fucked up the next day and you wonder why you're fucked up and you can't function, maybe you should have drank less.
Exactly.
Okay, if you drink 5 beers the night before and you woke up that next day, feeling like shit, that night drink 4. Yeah. See how you feel.
You should give her some Zima.
If I can find you some Zima, hook it up.
Try it
drink
out.
A clear beer.
Right. Just drink 1 or 2. You're done.
It worked too.
I'm going to start brewing my own shit.
I had a little keg brewer, a little plastic keg style.
I remember
beer
that.
Brewer.
Hey, I remember that.
I need to get it again.
It was back when you was over on.
Yeah, I think
around
my ex
the alley over
kept
there.
That shit, dude.
No shit.
I bet that crazy bitch kept that shit.
Cut it. My beer brewery.
How'd the beer taste when you made it?
Pretty fucking good for me making it. For
that
real.
That was when I first met this motherfucker. He had a little keg brewer.
I had like six. I had like 6 extra bottles that came up. Then I bought the extra pack for a few bucks more. It was like however many more bottles, probably 3 or 5 or some shit. Hell yeah, dude! Brew that shit.
We should brew our own beer. What does it take to do that?
You can make it strong. Oh, you just put the ingredients in the thing and let it sit there.
You put your hops.
Beer,
and let it.
Wine.
Just put it in there and let it sit.
What did it call it?
Is it pretty cheap? Do it.
Fermentate. Yeah.
The thing costs like $30.
Yeah.
We should brew our own beer. $30 then, huh?
Yeah.
You think you get enough beer stuff for a 12-pack?
You can buy different flavors of hops or whatever the fuck it is, different kinds of beer.
Whoa. All right, sir.
Almost had a relapse. I'm having writer's block. Can you move your plate off of the box so I can get me some pizza? Motherfucker. That's right, people. I call them motherfucker.
Has spoken.
He had no qualms in calling him a motherfucker. You motherfucker! Such a nasty word.
That's way worse than
cunt. How come they never? Why did they never come up with fatherfucker?
Yeah, fatherfucker never caught on.
We should turn that into the new word.
I've never had anybody try that on me.
Motherfucker.
We should start bringing that. Yes.
Fatherfucker, you.
See what people think. people will probably look at you like you're some fucking nut.
That is a great idea.
That is.
I've never even heard of that word.
Check this out, you fatherfucker. You fatherfucker.
It makes sense.
You fatherfucker, you.
The Catholic Church is fucking, they doing that shit all the time, you know?
Yes.
There's lots of people.
Why should women get away with motherfucker?
And with the in the Catholic Church, why is it?
Why is it not fatherfucker?
And why is it not illegal for priests?
It's not illegal in the Bible to have sex with little boys.
Yes.
Nor does it say it's okay, but.
And it's a cult.
But it doesn't say it's not okay. They should just mend that shit. Hey.
It's like any other.
Don't have sex with little boys.
It's like laws, period.
I mean, I'm going to ask them.
If they had laws like certain things that you shouldn't do, then most people probably wouldn't do it, you know? But, like, think for instance. You don't have a law against fucking chicken with doggy style?
They do have.
They don't have a law like that. But they do have decency laws in some states.
They do have sodomy laws, though.
Yeah, you know, sodomy is kind of, you know.
There is
sodomy is different, you know. I think if you're forced to sodomize somebody.
Thank you, Walter, Daddy.
I think that's different.
Can Monty order off buffalo wings?
We'll see.
Oh, but no.
He came to pick his kid up.
And that boy didn't want to go with him. He was sitting there with me. It was on Wednesday. I came home.
Dude, if my kids tried that shit, I will punch them in the face. I don't care.
He did up.
I've slapped their heads before. I'm going to fucking fuck you up right now.
Yep.
I will get to that point, dude.
Exactly.
I have no qualms.
That's the only thing I'm thinking. It's like...
No, I've been through that. Like, I'm not going.
I'm feeling my... What? I'm holding my daughter. And all of a sudden, I'm like, what the fuck?
You are going.
Like...
Yeah, you're getting
this car. I'm looking over
at
this scene. I'm thinking,
especially if you're in some stranger's house. I'm not calling you a stranger or nothing. But you know what I mean.
But this is a dad.
You know what I mean.
You outrent me 100%.
So you know what I mean.
I am not your father.
You know what I mean.
You need to go with your dad. That's your father. If he says go, get your shoes on. You should have raced to that door. That's how I was. That's how I was raised.
Get your ass.
My dad had to tell
me
once. One time. He didn't give.
No.
He didn't tell. He had to tell me more than once.
Yes, he did. And that's when you got your ass whipped.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
You remember him only telling you once because you learned. See,
because
you
after
learned.
You said it the first time, it was on.
Eventually, he only told you once.
My dad
eventually.
Golden nuts.
And the best thing is, I take the same training in with mine.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you once. No, I'm not going to tell you once. I'm going to ask you once.
Yep.
The second time I'm telling you while I'm spanking you.
Yeah.
So you give them the courage.
Because when you tell them, I'm going to tell you this one time. Or I'm going to ask you this one time. That's your one time.
Yep.
Right there, dude.
No need to do it again.
Logic.
Next time when you're saying it, you're doing it with the bad hand. And you're telling them why you're doing it.
And you don't warn them. And you don't warn them again. You don't give them another chance.
So consequences. You got to give them a consequence.
Well, there's a consequence for every reaction. There's an action for every reaction.
There's going to be a
consequence. There's a reaction for every action. Everything you do, there's a consequence.
If I wouldn't
have run out and kicked that pole over there,
dude, if I wouldn't
know the consequence would be your foot would fucking hurt.
Absolutely.
If I wouldn't have tried the Pizza Hut app first and then called Pizza Man and then went back, or then called Pizza Hut and then Pizza Man and then went back to, I would have never got that pizza for $13 cheaper.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
There's a consequence to it. Fortunately, it worked out.
It all worked out.
Yeah. You know, why don't these cunts help in the discipline of the child?
Instead of working against you.
Like it fucking never back you, dude. They never back. They have no backbone for you.
None.
They don't. Matter of fact, they don't even respect you anymore.
Even though
you're doing everything.
Busy trying to be the favorite of the child.
Yes.
I don't have no desire to be a favorite of my child. I'll be your friend. I'd like to think I'm my children's best friend.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I'm responsible for you fucks until you turn 18.
You're not,
I am.
Yeah.
And even if they turn 18, don't mean that I still am not responsible for them fucks. But technically, in the eyes of the law, you're an adult.
Right.
I'm not really responsible for you anymore.
Right.
I might have to pay your health insurance, whatever.
But if they want to experiment with beer and weed and all that shit, hey, you're 18, I can't do shit.
No, I can't stop you. I can tell you my... Well, I can't be a hypocrite.
But unless you're living under your roof, though.
Yes. Now, if you're living under my roof, I'm going to be a hypocrite like a motherfucker.
And I'm going to still fucking
move
down. But if you're going to move
down, I can't be a hypocrite. I can't tell you don't smoke the reefer.
and act like I never smoked a reefer.
Right.
Because that would be a goddamn lie, and I'm a hypocrite, because I would still puff on the reefer. I would do it right up until I fucking die. I swear to God. I will smoke weed until I die.
Yeah.
I'm saying it now. Today.
I think that...
Unless the weed all disappears, I will smoke it until I die.
Unless it disappears from the face of the earth.
Yes.
Which it won't, ever.
It never will.
No. Hell no.
Or unless they come up with different strands that just don't do the same thing no more.
Right.
And I doubt that, because it grows from the earth.
If the government gets involved.
You know what we should do?
If the government
gets
involved, that's what's going to happen.
Because if the government gets involved, I'm going to become a full-fledged pothead.
You know what we should be doing right
now? Because
you don't get, nobody gets seeds in their shit no more, right?
Nobody.
You know why? You know why? Corporations, I swear, are buying shit up, dude.
Restricting
seeds. They're going to copyright those
strands.
They
know what's
going to
happen.
You can't get no seeds anymore. Awesome. So we need to find some seeds.
I got
fucking save them. Well, you need
to know it's going
to
pass.
Those are valuable, dude.
I got a bunch.
Those are valuable. Because pretty soon you're going to be buying it from Marlboro and Camel.
Yes. Oh, I don't doubt that.
RJ Reynolds and fucking Philip Morris and shit.
And that's going to be the shit. But how do you... Could you do this at work, or you treat it like alcohol?
No, you can't do it at work. It's alcohol-related.
You treat it strictly like alcohol.
Exactly. Yep. Right now, what all they're doing is prohibition like they did on alcohol. It's prohibition on weed.
Yep.
Same thing. That's all it is, dude.
But you still importing
exactly
it. They're
still selling it. They still got bars at some...
If you're caught out driving in your car with it, well, you're getting a driving while intoxicated.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes.
Yes. I think that would be a good law for it.
I mean, seriously, ground rules with it. 21. You must be 21.
Well, just
in
like
order
a breathalyzer or a blood test they do for drinking, they can give you your analysis, whatever, and take you to court.
And if you get
court,
pulled over, it's an immediate. This
but
what
they
going
have
to
do is just stop putting you in jail for it.
Yeah.
That's all.
Stop putting
pay your
you
tickets.
Jail.
Pay your tickets. If you're a fucking
if you get a
crazy
fine,
offender,
pay
dude, they got to lock you up if you're just going crazy. You know?
It's like alcohol. If,
you're
crazy,
if you don't have a license
driving,
and you're doing crazy, if you're doing crazy.
It's like
shit,
that fucker that hit the house over there on Jessica Street.
Oh, God.
Some crazy shit.
He's 24 years old, and this is his fourth
DUI.
Yes.
They could even still 24. Give you a ticket for smoking and driving. Just give you a ticket for it.
And they should.
Should.
Because
it's a distraction from driving. I would be all fine with that.
Well, you got low battery.
Even though I think
now,
I do my best driving while I'm high.
I didn't say anything against anybody doing the driving while they're high. What I'm saying is that if they catch you doing it.
With it in your car, yeah.
While you're driving, while you're operating the vehicle, I think that should be, if you got in your car after smoking, unless you were belligerently stupid, which
how do you govern that, though?
Because
they pull you over. Because
it's a ticket. No, it's a ticket. If you don't agree with their ticket, you go to court. That's it. It's simple.
No.
It does make the city money.
No.
It does make them with those appeals because they have to fight this.
You have to understand. When I say when they pull you over and they caught you like that, I mean they pull you over and you're actually puffing and they can smell it in the vehicle.
Like an open container.
But see now, here comes the fuckery though with that though.
They can pull you over in a car because you're not going to be out fucking around like you would
if alcohol. But now, if you smoke one and you're in a house and you go and get in your car and you only had one of these cigarettes, whatever. Now, here's the problem. If the cop pulls you over and smells it on you,
I'm not saying on you. I'm saying
that's not
going to
happen,
car.
Dude. They're going to be leaning
like
on
like you smoking a cigarette right now
they
in your car and driving home.
Dude,
sure, they can smell a cigarette on you, but I'm talking about in the area.
Did you puff it in the car?
Exactly.
Dude, you think they want to do...
What I'm talking about is you're driving down the street and you say, I'm smoking marijuana cigarette.
Yeah. They don't want the paperwork to do that shit. The cops don't
want
it.
Kind of like open container. We can be drinking. We can be drinking right here. We can leave.
If there's a very strong order, and everybody knows
everybody
the area has
somebody
been smoked in right now.
Fucked up. Everybody can tell that. And if you can't tell that, you shouldn't be a police officer. I mean, that's like, come on, really?
Because
they smoke too.
They smoke.
You can
tell
somebody's high. You can look at them and
they
tell that.
They smoke too, so they know.
Yeah.
Just stop being dicks. I know it's your job.
Stop being a hypocrite.
But they don't want that law either. They don't want to deal. They want big shit to have. They want to be the man. They want to catch big time.
Get rid of the hypocrite law.
When you become a cop, you want
now.
Best bust
that's,
ever.
That's the piddly.
That's why you're there.
On
you're
a
there
beat.
When it boils down to it,
bullshit.
I'm not saying legalize everything. Marijuana. Marijuana is not a motherfucking drug.
No.
It's alcohol will make you go out and do anything else that you wouldn't imagine you would do any
it
other day.
It is a herb.
It
period.
Is an herb. It's from the ground.
Just like purely cilantro and oregano, it's the
you
same thing.
You can bake
thing.
It. You can do whatever
this
you got to
do. This makes you feel good.
Same thing, dude.
I feel great.
It makes
when
you
want to
sit down. I've never been hyper after smoking some fucking marijuana.
Nope.
I might want to play some video games.
Yeah.
I might want to sit and talk.
I might want to do this. Might want to fuck. Might want to find a cunt. I only got one cunt, people. Just so everybody knows.
But you'll find it. Only one cunt.